Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Hartzell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The DH, Wayne Cage. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric Wilkins. And now, play ball. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins fires to first and has Cubbage trapped. There's the throw to Verizer, who tags Cubbage for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norwood. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Thornton goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartzell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Manning reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wilkins. Landreau moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreau scores. Adams moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage bunts in front of the plate. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Alexander for a passed ball. Wilfong moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verizer. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Verizer steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Pete Redfern now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Adams trying to get to third. Manning throws the ball into Hara, who tags Adams for the out. Weiniger moves to second. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiniger moves to third. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Norwood reaches second base with a double. Sid Monge now pitching. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monge spins and fires to second, with Verizer covering, and Norwood is picked off. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Castano now playing third base. Bob Randall now playing second base. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 3 in the game. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Hera moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hera. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Castano applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Dave Edwards pinch runs for Jose Morales. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to third. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Castano reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. Randall goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Wayne Cage. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt strikes out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.